The next person I'd like to introduce to you is another person who I have the privilege of having kind of ushered into this realm of cannabis activism. I was up in Aspen, Colorado for a legal seminar, and coming back from the Aspen airport to go to Aspen, we get on a shuttle, and this woman and her lovely daughter get on, and we have this conversation. I find out she's from Beverly Hills. She's interested in the movement. She's got a lot of connections. She's in show business, a celebrity. I'm like, oh my God, perfect. And since then, this woman has probably been seen on more different types of media as far as the television goes, as far as being on like Ricky Lake and shows like CNN and the Fox Business Network and all of that. So a big variety, and has done a fantastic job on presenting to an audience. I mean, we all love marijuana, right? We're all for it. But we got to also reach out to the most of the people out there that aren't like us. People out there that are like business people. People out there that are like in the suits and they're casting the votes and all that. We got to reach them too. And nobody's been doing a better job of that in the media than my next guest. Please welcome from California, Cheryl Schumann.
Russ is the guilty party here. You know, I have to admit to you guys, I've been crying a lot today. It's the 1 year anniversary of my mom's death. And I don't know how many of you are moms in the audience. How many moms? Anybody? Can you clap, make some noise, something, so I know you're here? Okay. How many of you are medical marijuana patients? How many of you want just responsible adult use for cannabis? Okay. I wanted to know, because my path to cannabis is a little bit different than most people. I'm one of those mainstream people that most people hate that got into this movement. I was one of those goody two-shoes who never had a cigarette, never had a drink of alcohol, because my stepfather was a raging alcoholic who used to beat the holy shit out of my mom and out of me. And I swore that I would never, ever do anything that would alter my level of consciousness. And then one day I was diagnosed with cancer. And that changed my life. I went from literally being on top of the world to being told by these Western doctors that I was going to die in probably less than 4 months. And I was in an illegal state. So I did my thing. I gathered my children. I set up a living will. And then I reunited with a friend from California that we'd gone to high school with. And right when I was getting ready to sign over for hospice, he told me about CBD plants. And this was 7 years before Dr. Sanjay Gupta or anyone had ever heard of CBD. So I decided to sign out of hospice care because I figured, you know what, if I'm going to die, I want to go out with a smile on my face. And I want to enjoy the quality of life for every single day that I had left. So for me, I got into this for a strictly medical purpose, and it saved my life. I have been alive 10 years longer than any of the Western medical doctors said I would, and I am still standing. But the sad thing was, like for other people who are living in illegal states, and that's why I'm here in Boise, Idaho, because we can't do this anymore. People are dying. My mom died because she was living in an illegal state and was too afraid to try cannabis to save her life because she was afraid that she was going to get arrested. And 1 year ago today, after me being able to help thousands of cancer patients, thousands of pediatric oncology patients all over the world, and spending time with some of the top scientists in Israel and learning through clinical trials that this does work for cancer. It does work for all kinds of cancer, brain cancer, pediatric oncology, epilepsy, Dravet syndrome, and all of these things. And I was on stage because my mom, this time last year, because we all know 420 is the big time for all of us to come out. And I support responsible adult use. I have friends who enjoy cannabis, and I think cannabis should be accepted as a glass of wine with dinner if that is what we choose. But this time last year, I got a call that my mom had fell, and they had found a small tumor cell that was totally treatable. And then I said, I left the event right away. I got in my car, and I started driving back east. And my dad called right when I had hit New Mexico, and he said, your mom's going to die tonight. And I drove for 40 solid hours to see my mom, and she hung on just until I got there. And with her last dying breath, she said, Jake, which is my nickname, Jake, because I grew up on a tobacco farm, and we were really poor. And she said, whatever you do, do not give up your fight. There are people counting on you. And with my mom's last dying breath, I have continued to go out there and to fight for people. And then, 3 weeks after my mom's passing, I thought I was fine. Everything seemed fine. I was walking my dog, and I got hit walking my dog by a hit-and-run driver. I ended up in the trauma unit for over a week. And guess what? As good as I feel, they found 4 new tumors, a mass in my right breast, a mass in my lung, masses in my colon, and 2 huge masses in my liver. But you know something? I will never be able, no one will ever be able to get a liver transplant if you are a medical cannabis patient. And why? Because it's a Schedule 1 drug. And now I'm in a situation where I'm going back to Ohio, my home state. Why? Because my dad is there by himself. My father is deaf and blind and has diabetes so severely that they need to amputate his legs. So now I have to go back to a state that, even though it has medical marijuana laws, they aren't going to be fast enough for me, because my tumors are growing at a rate right now that I might not make it. But I'm telling you something, and I hope every single one of you, if you have anyone in your life that has ever been sick and has been helped by this plant, or if you feel better at the end of the day from post-traumatic stress disorder, whether you're a veteran or whether you're a mom and you're just tired, and instead of Xanax or Valium, you prefer a puff from your vape or a hit from a joint, I am fighting every single day out there for you. How do I do it? When I first came into this, I worked in the media. I worked in television. I know everybody who's anybody in Hollywood, from Brad Pitt to Angelina Jolie. They all smoke pot. We all know they smoke pot. For God's sakes, Rihanna and Lady Gaga are on stage. And that's when I decided, you know what? Just like Pauline Sabin, who was a woman in the 1930s who led high society women and was credited with overturning alcohol prohibition, I looked at her and I said, wait a minute, what does she have that I don't have? I'm in high society. I know some highfalutin friends. I know media. I know some celebrities. And you know what? I'm sick and fucking tired of poor kids going to jail for the rest of their lives and losing their scholarships, and women losing their children, and people losing their jobs and losing their homes. And I dedicated every single bit of energy I could, and I teamed up with Sarah Frank, who is the founder of Moms for Marijuana. And you know what? Moms get shit done. That's what we do. And when it comes to our babies and our families, do you realize that 87% of all household decisions, whether it be healthcare or food or the shopping that you do, those decisions are made by the women? And I am telling you, make no doubt about it. Russ will tell you, there was no mainstream coverage on marijuana when I started this campaign. The only time you would see marijuana on television was when they were busting somebody, or where a house would be blown up by a butane extraction gone wrong, or people getting busted. There weren't any white women from Beverly Hills with 2 kids going out there and talking about it. But you know something? It's not that I'm not that great or anything. It was somebody that mainstream could relate to, where they could look at me and say, wow, she could be my sister, she could be my aunt, she could be my teacher, she could be my doctor. And so they started to listen. So first it was CBS, then it was Ricky Lake, and then it was the ABC, The View, 2020, etc. And Barbara Walters, when she sat me down in that chair, and I felt like I was going to wet myself because I was so nervous that Barbara Walters was going to be interviewing me, she looked at me and she said, wow, you don't look like what I thought a pothead would look like. And you know what? Every one of us are different. There are plenty of Beverly Hills housewives, I assure you, that love marijuana. And you know what? but they're not the ones going to jail. Just like our kids, where I grew up, you know, the poor kids are the one that goes to war. They're the ones that go to jail. So we have to continue fighting. So how many of you, out of the women, I'm just curious, are activists? How many of you get out and get out the vote and get people to get involved? Anybody? Well, I want to say something. First of all, thank you for those that do. Secondly, I want you to understand the speakers that come to these things. I know that people want to party and have fun, and that's all great, and I support that, but these speakers come here on their own nickel. We pay all for our own expenses. We pay and come here to speak to you, to try to empower you to fight for yourselves. We are up against what I call a hostile government. I believe that Trump and Sessions are very dangerous for us. I am scared to death that we are going to lose the rights that we have. And we just can't. We just can't. So I pray and I hope that every single one of you here will sign the petition. Russ told me that was less than $250,000 in funding, which in the pot world is really nothing. With less than $250,000, you guys can get professional people in here that can get the signatures that you need. And you know what? You don't have to go to jail anymore. You don't have to live in the closet. And I'm telling you, there is nothing more liberating than living a life of authenticity and being proud of being a warrior on the front lines of this drug war and fighting for everybody, for their rights. And I hope that you'll continue to fight for all of us. Please sign the petition. Please stop by and thank Sarah for putting this on. Thank you so much for your time. Yeah.